You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Musaleen. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahman rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya
Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah.
MashaAllah. Viewers of Madri Channel, welcome to our program, which is a weekly program called Spiritual Cures. Viewers of Madri Channel, one thing I want you to also realize that yes, we should look for a cure. And in these spiritual cures, without a doubt, there is no side effect. Because when people take homeopathic medicines or traditional medicines, then there is a possible chance of side effects. With these, there is no chance. But at the same time, viewers of Madri Channel, one thing that we need to be very wary of the fact is that if we have an illness, if Allah Azza wa Jalla decided for us that we are going to be ill, then we need to show patience for that time. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said that if a person knew of the benefits of showing patience when they are ill, then they would want to be ill all the time. And there was an incident once where the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was looking to the sky. He was looking to the sky and he was smiling. And the companion said to him, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, why are you smiling? He said, I'm looking to the sky and there are two angels that are smiling. And the reason why they are smiling is that they are responsible for recording the deeds of a certain individual. And this individual used to come to the masjid every day and they would record his good deeds. But then on this particular day, the individual did not come to the masjid. And when they went back to Allah Azza wa Jalla and said, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, that person is no longer in the masjid. We used to record good deeds for him. What should we record for him now? And Allah Azza wa Jalla told him that my bondsman, he is ill at this moment. But continue to record those good deeds that he did before, even whilst he is ill. Because that is what his routine was before, and he will get the reward for it as it is now. So viewers on the channel, whatever affliction comes upon us, then again, we need to show patience. There are many, many other illnesses at the moment that are going around the world. Unfortunately, just at the moment, we are talking about this one. But whatever physical illness that we have that's affecting our body, then at the same time, yes, we should look for the cure, but at the same time, we should also show patience in the light of that as well.
I've got a message from someone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Istikhara karwana hai. Darasal ek month se zyada ho gaya hai. Aur mera sar ka dard nahi jata. So inshallah as well, I've passed you on for the istikhara. Inshallah as well, as soon as we get a reply from the Islamic Brothers, we'll tell you what the result is.
Inshallah. But at the same time, I think if you can also look for a wazifa for them as well. Inshallah.
There's a wazifa for headaches.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. If you read Ya Salamu 11 times, Ya Salamu 11 times, and then do that 3 times, or 7 times, or 11 times. What you do is read Ya Salamu, and if the person is directly in front of you, then you need to blow it. Read Ya Salamu 11 times, and then blow onto the head. Do it 3 times, 7 times, or 11 times. Durood-e-Pak before and after. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. It's a tried and tested wazifa.
I was just going to say, Hafiz Sahab, that I suffer from a lot of headaches. And I've had you do that particular one. I didn't know it was that particular one, but I've had you do that on me. And I've had quite a few people do it on me. I've had a good result. MashaAllah, in most of the cases, and I get like migraine headaches. There's been an answer. If you can have a look at the answer with regards to the istikhara, there's an answer that's come back on there. And there's also a wazif on there. If you can read that out.
The istikhara that has come back is Nazar-e-Bad. So for that person who sent in the istikhara, we are not allowed to share the names because they said don't share the names. So the istikhara has come back as Nazar-e-Bad. So what you need to do is to get rid of Nazar-e-Bad. Nazar-e-Bad basically means evil eye. No magic spells or anything, just evil eye. Read 60 times La ilaha illallah before and after Durood-e-Pak. Blow onto that person. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, his evil eye will be removed.
Is there a wazifa for protecting yourself from nazar e batil?
There is a taweez that you can get from your taweez basta.
Okay.
And that is for the protection of jinnat, jadu, and for nazar e batil as well.
MashaAllah.
But there's another thing that I want to tell people is basically what happens is sometimes people say, how does nazar e batil come?
Mm.
Yeah, and most of the time it's when you see something beautiful, maybe your own child. Yeah, and you say, oh, my son or my daughter is very beautiful.
Masha.
Now, Amir Ahle Sunnah says, you say, Masha Allah. Yeah, oh, Alhamdulillah. If you're doing tarif or something, like, for example, Halabi, you are very beautiful. I say, Masha Allah.
Jazakallah.
And here, in the sense, so you always say, Masha Allah. And another thing is, a lot of the time, people take selfies, they have a WhatsApp, you know, status, they put them on social media. Then people looking at that, they won't say, Masha Allah. And if they don't, then you can catch an evil eye from that.
You know, I think whilst we're waiting for some calls, I think that you've touched on a very important point. This, you know, the Islamic terminology.
Yeah.
Masha Allah, Insha Allah, Alhamdulillah, you know, Subhanallah. I think generally we don't use that terminology very often.
Yeah.
And I think that it needs to become part of our habits that at the appropriate time. I remember many, many years ago, Hafsad, that I was in Pakistan. And it always hits me to realize that the benefit of being in a Muslim country. I remember once I was in Pakistan, and this is before the mobile phones happened, a long time ago. And I remember once that I'd got a message that my father was going to come to Pakistan and surprise us at the wedding, yeah? And I'm traveling in the rickshaw, and the rickshaw driver stopped and he turned around to me and said, Beta, whenever you say something like this, say inshallah. Because I've said, oh, my dad's going to come, it's going to be brilliant, he's going to surprise everybody at the wedding, da, da, da. And this taxi driver said to me, always say inshallah. And I thought, you know what, two things there. One, he gave me tarbiyat. Yeah, alhamdulillah. And I've not forgot it. And it's over like literally 20 years ago that he gave me this tarbiyat. And second, the benefits of living in an Islamic environment where you get that tarbiyat as well. So I think as the role of that tarbiyat that you're not getting in those sort of places obviously falls on the parents. And we need to give our children more tarbiyat to use this terminology, inshallah.
MashaAllah. We've got another message from Islam brother. Please, can you do istikhara for my daughter? She is not feeling well. The istikhara is again from Ravensthorpe. It is nazar e batil again. So read 60 times, La ilaha illallah, blow on her, inshallah, azawajal, and Allah Ta'ala will give shifa, inshallah, azawajal.
As I was saying earlier on, the fact that, you know, people, you know, when they do get ill, we all get ill at some time in our life, but it's how we react to that illness. Yes, find the spiritual cure, and if there's a need to go to the doctors, then go to the doctors as well. But at the same time, I think we need to realize that that moment and that time, if we show patience, it is a blessing for us as well.
I've got a message, Islam brother wants a wazifa to protect from theft.
Theft,
yeah. So
Mashallah.
There's a very beautiful wazifa in Sparrow and Blind Snake, page number 35. The wazifa is Ya Jalilu. So if you have something that is valuable, like for example, mobile phone or a laptop, read Ya Jalilu 10 times and blow on that. You gave me something really valuable and I read Ya Jalilu 10 times. That is for the protection. Inshallah, it will not be burnt, destroyed, and it will be protected.
Is it something
Allah
that you could do when you're leaving your house as well?
You can, yes.
So the same, obviously, your house is valuable to you. So it's something that is a habit. So beginning and end through the park, and then what is it again?
Ya Jalilu.
10 times.
Ya Jalilu, 10 times.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. I think again, you know, people that are watching this program right now, then what you should also be doing is you should be not just the people that are sending in the messages that obviously they are requesting that wazifa that, but at the same time we should be listening and taking notes of these wazifa, inshallah, if for, you know, sometimes that we feel that we can take benefit from this, then we need to take benefit from this. In the example, like we've just been told with regards to the headache, and now we've been told with regards to protecting something that is valuable, your mobile phone, your PC tablet, your car, your house, your gold, your wealth, whatever it is. And if you learn this wazifa, inshallah, then hopefully, inshallah, you can benefit.
I've got a question from an Islam brother. He says that, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I am struggling in my business. Is there anything that I could do to make my business successful again?
Subhanallah.
And I've looked at that up as well. Again, the booklet is Sparrow and the Blind Snake. It's on page number 33. And the wazifa is write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 35 times on a piece of paper and then hang it at home. So if it's home or you got your business, hang it on there. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give you success in your business.
And what was the name of that book again?
Sparrow and the Blind Snake.
Viewers of Mother Channel, as you mentioned, that Hafiz Rafakatir is mentioning certain books. These books are available from our website, www.dawatislami.net, and they're completely free of charge. That particular booklet that I mentioned is available, I know for a fact, in obviously in the Urdu language, and it's been translated into the English language as well. It may be available in other languages as well. All of these books are completely free of charge. And at this moment, I just want to mention one thing, viewers of the channel, that, you know, Hafiz Rafakatir said that early on, he mentioned that there's a certain taweez to ward off the evil eye. I just want to make it clear here, viewers of the channel, that all of the taweezat from the Bastay of Dawat Islami are completely free of charge. And there's no, like, indirect cost in the sense that, oh, you know, if you get, you know, that you'll give me this or you'll give me that later or whatever. No, it's completely free. However, Amir Listener does say that when you take a taweez, then inshallah, so you donate something to a good cause. You don't have to necessarily give it to Dawat Islami. You can give it to any masjid, any madrasa, any good cause. And then inshallah, if you receive the shifa, then inshallah, also donate something to a good cause. But I just wanted to make it clear though, that all of the taweezat, all of the istikhara services that are provided by Dawat Islami are completely, completely, completely free of charge. And if anybody requests any money off you for any of these services, then this is not Dawat Islami. I just wanted to make that clear to all the viewers that are watching.
Now, we've got someone wanting an istikhara for Gharelu Jagde. Inshallah, as well, we'll pass that on to as well. I've got a few messages. Please, can you do istikhara if you have any nazar or something? That's fine, inshallah, I can pass that on as well. Assalamu alaikum. Please don't mention our names. I would like istikhara doing for my child. I homeschool my 12-year-old. He's happy being homeschooled. Is it better for me to send him to school or is it better for me to carry on homeschooling? Okay. Inshallah, we'll pass that on as well. Salam. Wa alaikum assalam. I have had severe stomach pain for a very long time now. Sometimes it stops but continues after a while. Please do istikhara and give a spiritual cure, inshallah. You want to read the rest?
I'll read the next one. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Please do not mention the name, but one of my family members is suffering from vitiligo, a skin dish condition. Is there a wazifa for this?
Inshallah.
So find us a skin condition. This kindly make dua for me from Pakistan, mashallah. Salam, I would like to istikhara done for when I will get a council house. I've been waiting for it for 1 year. Inshallah, if we can get the istikhara. I don't think the istikhara will actually give a date, will it?
No.
Won't actually give you a date of whether you can get, when you will get a council house. So I don't think it's going to give you that calendar date. But we'll pass that on to them, inshallah, and see what reply they get. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Please do istikhara for my son. He's 8 years old. His health is not very good. And he doesn't eat every time he sees food. And he refuses to have food. And the name of the mother and the father is there. And the code that they want is sweet. My name is, you are doing well, really well for Mother Channel. You did really well for istikhara. Jazakallah, inshallah. We've got these there that are coming through. I think some of the answers have come back on the spiritual cures. If you can give some of the answers with regards to the wazifa that I mentioned.
We did a wazifa for someone who says, please do istikhara if any nazar or something. Obviously, we can't give the name out, but istikhara has been there and it's come back as nazar-e-bad again. So it's an evil eye, no black magic or anything like that. Again, how do you ward off evil eye? There's another wazifa I will give you regarding how to ward off evil eye, inshallah, azawajal. First of all, I gave the other one. Now, take 7 red chilies and in your hand and revolve them around. Start from the right shoulder, go around. So if you got 7 red chilies, start from the right shoulder, clockwise go around 7 times and put them onto a burning pan. Yeah. Now, if the smell emits from there, that means the evil eye has been eradicated.
There was a caller that sent in a message regarding the homeschooling, and they wanted to know whether it was beneficial for the 12-year-old to continue homeschooling. And the istikhara has come back that homeschooling is better for your child if you continue to do that.
We had an istikhara. We're waiting for the result for the istikhara. But they said that they're having some stomach pains as well.
Right.
I'll give them a wazifa to read as well. Ya Muhyi. Ya Muhyi. If you read that 7 times and perform dam on yourself, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa. And the duration of until it's cured, perform at least once every day. So you read Ya Muhyi 7 times and then blow onto the stomach. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa. If they go to a Karibi Tawizat Basta, they will give them a Tawiz that they tie around the stomach.
Okay.
And if that is not the case, Then if you read this verse of the Quran, لَا فِيهَا غَوْلٌ وَلَا هُمْ عَنْهَا يُنزَفُونَ, read it 3 times and then blow in water and drink that, inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will give shifa, inshallah azza wa jal. Istihara has been done for someone who sent in a message for the stomach ache,
okay.
Stomach pain. Istihara has come back as clear.
Okay.
So there's no black magic, no evil eye, but read that Ya Muhyi 7 times, blow on your stomach.
The istihara has come back for that child, that 8-year-old child, that health is not very good.
Jeef.
And he doesn't eat all the time.
The answer has been given as a nazre bad. So again, what you need to do is read La ilaha illallah 60 times. That is the easiest one that you can read. Read La ilaha illallah 60 times. Blow onto the child. Inshallah, his evil eye will be taken away. And if it does happen again, do istikhara again and keep, you know, reading that wazifa themselves. Or the amal that I gave for the red chilies, get 7 red chilies on the right shoulder. Keep going round clockwise and then put them onto a pan. If they start burning and emitting a smell, then the evil eye has been taken away. Someone sent in a message regarding disobedient children. Sadly, every week we do get these kind of messages where parents are really upset at home regarding their children. There's a very easy and beautiful wazifa, Ya Shaheedu. If you read that 21 times in the morning before sunrise, so obviously they've got to offer their Fajr Salah, before sunrise, read Ya Shaheedu 21 times, and then put your right hand on the child's forehead, you know, and then to look towards the sky and read it, Ya Shaheedu, 21 times, inshallah, he will become pious as well.
I think on that topic though, Hafsab, you know that, you know, it's something that, you know, we're all very passionate about, but trying to reform our children that are going off the path. And I think this, you know, yes, we should try the spiritual cure that Hafiz al-Faqat is mentioned, but at the same time, we need to tackle the issues that the child is facing, find out what the problems is facing and why that child is not being obedient. Is it for some reason? And I think we need to be aware of the conditions that our children are facing in the society. And maybe there are a lot of parents that are watching this program right now and they may be saying, well, alhamdulillah, my children are okay, they are obedient. But that doesn't mean to say that we should bury our heads in the sand and think that there isn't a problem. There are problems in the society that our children will ultimately be facing. And you know that as children, when they are born in this country in particular, that when a child is born, and before the child even leaves the hospital that the child is born in, the baby is born in, then the child has these injections that the children are given. As the children get older, the MMR vaccinations, the diphtheria machines, the TB, all these things that the child is given. And all of these vaccinations are there to protect that child so that when the child goes out in the society and then illnesses are there, then that child is protected. But as parents, we need to give those moral vaccinations to our children as well, so that they're aware of the ills of society that our children are going to ultimately face. They're going to come across these ills of the society. We need to give them the tarbiyat. We need to give them the upbringing. So when they face these issues that are in the society, they're aware of what the deen has taught them with regards to this. They're aware of what they should and we should not be doing, so that they are not affected by these ills of the society. There's another message there. I'll read this one out. But, please do not say my name. Code is blue. Salam, can I have istikhara done? My health since the first lockdown has taken a toll and it isn't great. I have really bad pain in the left side of my head and face, and I also get aches in my chest. May Allah Azza wa Jal give you shifa, but inshallah we will get the istikhara done for that as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
We'll do the istikhara for the headache that someone sent.
Okay.
But I've got a wazifa for them to read as well.
Jazakallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Read that and inshallah Azza wa Jal start to do them on your head. Now how you do that is blow on your hands, read Bismillah Rahman Rahim, and then massage your head as well. Or if you write Bismillah Rahman Rahim on a piece of paper and then fold that piece of paper and just place it onto your head so it's touching the head, inshallah azawajal, that will be the good as well. And a very easy wazifa, La ilaha illallah 65 times after Salatul Asr, do them on your hands and then the head, inshallah azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will remove the headache as well. So it's only La ilaha illallah 65 times after Salatul Asr. Read and blow on your hand and then massage your head. Inshallah, Azawajal, Allah will give shifa.
We've got another response there from the istikhara. That can you do istikhara for myself, which they didn't have the problem and they just gave the name. And again, that one has come back as nazar as well. Can you
again,
please
nazar
again?
For this, this was a...
Unfortunately, a lot of people today, you know, we've seen that a lot of people today, and I think it's quite unique, this doesn't always happen, that a lot of people today in all these takharas that we've done have been afflicted by nazar.
So I think inshallah, what they need to do is, number one, is, read La ilaha illallah 60 times and blow on yourself. And if someone keeps getting Nazr-e Bad all the time, then please get a ta'weez from the basta. And inshallah, Azawajal, they'll give you that ta'weez for protection and you'll be protected from that. Remember, cures are from Allah Azawajal. You know, no ta'weez, no medicine can really give you shifa unless Allah Ta'ala wants to give you shifa. So we need to understand this as well, that, you know, maybe we are telling you, giving these wazaif, and you might be coming back and saying, well, I'm not getting better. Maybe it's a test for you, but keep reading that. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala will.
With regards to that, Hafsah, it is narrated, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said that if Allah Azza wa Jalla afflicts someone with a bodily illness, that illness is therefore the cause of a forgiveness for him. And when a believer gets ill, Allah Azza wa Jalla purifies him from his sins like a furnace cleans the rust of iron. So again, these illnesses that we have faced, if we can show patience in that time, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla is beneficial. Hafsah, another message here I've got. Salam, I suffer from OCD and ADHD. Also newly married, but serious problem. If you give me to proceed, Amal, this is not possible for me due to ADHD. Multiple problems in my life. I'm helpless and tired. What do I do? I think basically they need a very, very simple wazaif that's very, very easy for them to act upon and, you know, on a daily basis. Something that they can really make part of their routine on a daily basis.
A very small wazifa. It's Ya Mughniyu. Ya Mughniyu. Ya Mughniyu. Read that once and perform dhamm on the hands, and then gently rub the hands over your body. And especially, you know, if it's something that they said that it's about, ADHD as well, you know, just blow onto yourself, inshallah, you'll feel at peace as well. So, Ya Mughniyu, read that once and just do dhamm on yourself. If as soon as you feel that, you know, this is taking over you again, read it again, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give shifa.
SubhanAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please do istikhara for my 9-year-old. He was so clever that if he just read one ayah of the Quran, he would memorize it by just looking at it once. Now, whenever he tries to memorize the Quran, he starts getting angry that he can't remember anything. I've done istikhara before and it was nazar. Took nazar off, he's the same again. I think, inshallah, we'll get the istikhara done again. But like you said, I think if the nazar keeps on coming back, then they have to keep on repeating the amal that you just mentioned. Yeah. And I think again, I know some of you are going to say to me, I've mentioned it so far many times in this program again, but if you can mention the amal again with regards to the chilies again, then our viewers can.
Yeah, this is a very mujarrab. Mujarrab means it's a tried and tested wazifa, alhamdulillah. If you get 7 red chilies and then inshallah, as we'll start from the right shoulder and go around 7 times and put them on a pan, you know, tawa at home or anything like that. And when it emits a bad, foul smell, then that means the nazar has been taken away. If not, then keep repeating that until you can smell it. Inshallah, Azawajal, nazar will be taken away. Like I mentioned before, this nazar, it keeps on coming back again and again. For that, please try to get a ta'weez.
We just had a message from someone in Wakefield that they've asked us to do dua for themselves and their family. Hafsab, inshallah, at the
Allah
end of the program, we'll do dua for everybody.
Any problems, Allah Ta'ala remove them as well, inshallah.
Viewers of my channel, you're watching Spiritual Cures. With regards to getting ill, viewers of my channel, it is stated that the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when a person is ill or a traveler, then those deeds are written for him that you used to do in good health at home. So, you know, if we, you know, there's a lot of messages there, a lot of madri pools in that particular hadith that, you know, if we live our life performing good deeds, then, you know, inevitably a time comes in our life. Everybody during their life, a time will come where you will get ill. You know, very, very few people live their whole lives and don't get ill and then they just pass away. They get ill at some point in their life. But if you have been performing good deeds, then inshallah, when you are ill and you cannot perform them good deeds, then it'll still be written in your good deeds, in your deed that you perform them good deeds as well. So let's make it, you know, let's try and reform ourselves. Let's try and perform good deeds, because ultimately the goal of every Muslim should be to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and attain paradise. And if we can make a habit of performing good deeds, then if that inevitable time comes when we are ill, then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, our book of deeds will continue to record for us the fact that we are performing those good deeds.
I've got a message and it says, code name 786. Are you able to find out if someone has done something to delay or cause obstruction in my marriage? I don't think we'll be able to do a istikhara to tell you if someone has done anything. But what if there is a problem, inshallah, we'll find out and we'll give you a wazifa for marriage as well that you can read, inshallah. I had another message and it says that they wanted, please can you give me dua wazifa for bipolar anxiety or insomnia? Insomnia means lack of sleep, isn't it?
Yes.
Ji. There's a very beautiful wazifa, very sure. Again, I'm going to give you two wazifa. One is if you read La ilaha illallah 7 times and blow on yourself. That is a good wazifa for insomnia. And for anxiety, if you read Ya Salamu 111 times. Ya Salamu, Salam is the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. So you are calling out to Allah, Ya Salamu, read it 111 times, blow on yourself, and when you go to sleep at night, read La Ilaha Illallah 7 times, inshallah, before and after Durood-e-Paak, Allah Ta'ala will give Shifa-i Kamila, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And I'll get the wazifa for marriage, inshallah.
There's a few other istikhara requests here. I used to read my school books for more than 10 hours daily, but these days I can't follow a regular routine of revision. I feel more lazier than before. Please do istikhara for me. You've done the one for anxiety, bipolar, and the. Can you do istikhara for my shop? I opened my business for over 3 years and I'm struggling. Can you advise what to do? Thank you, Jazakallah khair. Assalam. I am from Oxford, 37 years old. I have not been able to get married for some reason for many years. Each time I find someone that I like or I am compatible with, something happens to me where I change my mind or it doesn't go through. I was engaged as well back in 2018, but then it broke off. Can you do istikhara to see if any nazar has been done on me, or is there any other reasons why I can't seem to get married? Please, could you do istikhara on me? I have pain in my body, stiff joints, and please do not mention my name on the TV. Inshallah, we won't mention your name. Assalamu alaikum. Could you do istikhara for my mother? She's suffering from a skin condition and she gets cuts where her skin folds, for example, behind her ears. We've been to the doctors who have prescribed all medicines, but nothing works. It's been 3 years now. At one point, her nails went completely black, still no cause or cure. I think, inshallah, on this particular one, Hafsab, that they're going to do this istikhara, but at the same time, can you give us a wazai for skin problems and the fact that the nails are going black as well? I'm hoping that you can find me istikhara for that one. Assalamu alaikum, brother. We have been struggling to find a bride for my son. We are very worried and stressed as 2 of the weddings were called off without any reason. So please, can you do an istikhara for my son or any dua he can read? Please do not disclose my name. And I think
I've got a code name, Meeta Madina.
Okay.
And the istikhara has been done and it's come back as illness. So there's no black magic and there's no evil eye. It's just a sign of illness. So most likely they will be taking their medications. Please carry on taking your medications as well. And for the body pain, if you read Ya Muhyi, in case of suffering from any other disease, gastric problems or joint pain, whatever you have, read it 7 times. Ya Muhyi, read it 7 times, blow on yourself, Allah Ta'ala will give shifa as well. And also, if you visit the nearest Tawizat-e-Tariya Basta, they'll give you a string and they'll do dum on that and they'll let you wear that on your wrist and your feet, wherever the pain is. Alhamdulillah, it's a very, very beautiful amal. Allah Ta'ala will give, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Shifa-i Kamila on that as well. And they were doing any rishta and it wasn't working out for them. So there's a very beautiful wazifa that Amir al-Sunnat has given us for marriage. Recite Surat Ikhlas 41 times when sleeping and make dua for marriage only. Make an intention that in your wedding ceremony you will refrain from films, dramas, etc., including the acts which are against the teachings of the Sunnah. So Surat Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Remember, whenever you read Surat Ikhlas, always read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before. Read 41 times Surat Ikhlas before going to sleep. Do this amal for at least 90 days. You know, even if you get engaged during that time, carry on the amal for 90 days. Don't stop, inshallah. And then, like Amir al-Sunnah says, make good intentions that you're not going to commit any sins during the marriage. Allah Ta'ala will make, inshallah, good for you as well, inshallah. And just if it's an Islamic sister, then during the days that they cannot read the Quran, Islamic sisters are not allowed to read Surat Ikhlas with the word Qul. So if you start from Huwallahu Ahad, then that will be correct, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Jazakallah. Viewers of the channel, you're watching Spiritual Cures. Like I said at the beginning of the program, that whatever calamity we face in our life, and today we're talking mainly about physical illnesses in the Spiritual Cures, but also we have other problems in our lives as well. We have our business problems where our businesses go up and down. We have financial problems. We have social problems. We have all sorts of problems in our lives. But whatever problem we face, again, we need to show patience at that time. And I think what happens, and I think it's just mainly a message to our youngsters in particular that are watching this program, right, that sometimes as you go through your life, there were times where you feel that, you know, if I'm not successful at this point, and you put so much pressure on yourself, and then later on in your life, you think to yourself that why was I so stressed out about that? So whatever situation that you're in, then do not let the situation take over you. Do not let the situation have full control of you, that you lose your, you know, it affects your health. I mean, and just an example, those of you that are watching this program, right, that are degree holders, you completed your degrees. If I was to ask you to remember the days when you were doing your O-levels and GCSEs, how stressed you were, and you look back and you think to yourself, why was I like that? But again, so during our lives, whatever situation Allah Azza wa Jalla puts us in, we need to show patience at that time. And don't, because at these times, what happens is when we have these trials and these tribulations in our life, is some people, if they're not careful, then they can, through lack of patience, through lack of doing shukr in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they can utter words of kufr and they can take themselves out of the fold of Islam. So it's very, very important that we are, whatever situation Allah Azza wa Jalla puts us in, that we are thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla and we show patience at that time as well. And we heard today that in many, many instances, there are many, many hadiths of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if a person, when he is ill, then that illness is a form of actually shedding his sins, in the same way that rust is burnt off iron in the fire, in the same way the sins will come off you when you are ill as well. So again, you know, when people, some of the pious predecessors of the past, that when they were ill, they were thankful to Allah so that it was an opportunity for them to shed the sins that they had committed. And who are we to say that we have not committed sins? We have committed so many sins. So whenever an illness comes, yes, go and look for the spiritual cure. Go and look for the tablets and things that you need to cure for yourself. But at the same time, show patience and be thankful in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah has blessed you with this opportunity to have your sins removed. Jiya Fasab.
Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Please do not mention our names. Please can you do istikhara for my 7-week-old baby? She constantly cries very intensely, especially on an evening. When giving us the result of the istikhara, please mention code word purple. I forward that on for istikhara, so as soon as we get a result. Regarding the instruction to write ta'weez of Bismillah 35 times and hanging in a house or shop, is it of same effectiveness when done by us worthless sinners and that which is written by the scholars? If that written by the scholars is superior, should we always get the general ta'weezat written by scholars only and not laymen? And just to answer that because if you write Bismillah Rahman Rahim, the barakat is in the name itself as well. So inshallah, don't worry, you can write that Bismillah Rahman Rahim yourself as well and use that. If you want to go to a scholar, again, Noorun ala Noor, inshallah. Now, you know, if you know someone who can write it for you, that's brilliant, or else you can write it yourself as well, inshallah.
With regards to getting illness, we're giving you some hadiths of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was also Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he said that headaches and fevers are those blessed illnesses which would occur in the prophets. And it is stated that when one wali, a saint, had a headache, he spent the entire night offering nawafil in gratitude for this, that the Lord Allah Azza wa Jal granted me that illness which would occur for the prophets. Allahu Akbar. So again, it's having this positive mindset that whatever trial and tribulation we face, then again, showing patience at that time, which again is very, very important. And this is what our pious predecessors did, and that is something that we need to learn from. I know it's probably easy for me here to sit here and say, you may be sitting at home now, you may be in severe pain, you may be really suffering, and here's me on the TV screen saying to you, oh, show patience and be happy with the condition that you are in. I know you're probably thinking to yourself, I've not got any pain at the moment, so why is he saying that? But again, I think if we can develop this mindset to show gratitude and have that patience, then inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this time will pass.
I had a message where an Islamic sister was saying that her son, 17-year-old, he's got diarrhea, you know, and it's really bad, and he's got temperature. There's a very beautiful amal written by Amir al-Sunnah, Gharelu Ilaj. It's in Urdu at the moment, but Gharelu Ilaj, page number 91. He says, if you recite this dua, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Para number 5, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 32. It says, before sunrise, recite Durood-e-Pak once, and then recite this verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا, once, and do dum on water, and drink that before you have your breakfast. So nihar mu means before you have anything to eat or drink. Inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa. So the verse of the Quran, Surah An-Nisa, verse 32, Inna Allaha kana bi kulli shay'in alima. Blow on water. Read before sunrise. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give shifa as well.
MashaAllah. Viewers of Mother Channel, you're watching Spiritual Cures. Inshallah, as well, towards the end of the program, we'll ask Hafiz Rafaqat. We've only got probably a few more minutes. We'll ask Hafiz Rafaqat to do dua for all of the people that have sent in their messages.
Someone sent in a message to give a wazifa to simplify their tasks.
Okay.
There's a very beautiful wazifa. Ya Nafi'u. Ya Nafi'u. Ya Nafi'u. Read that 20 times before starting any work. Inshallah, azawajal, the work will be completed and with ease. Ya Nafi'u.
How many times again?
20 times.
Okay.
Ya Nafi'u. 20 times before you start to do that work, before and after the Rude Park, Allah Ta'ala
will. You know, a lot of these wazaif that you mentioned today, you know, where can anybody read these wazaif themselves if they want to try and learn some of them wazaif that you're mentioning there? Is there any book or is there any app that we have these wazaif on that we can
get? There's a very beautiful book, a booklet, 40 Spiritual Cures.
Okay.
And there's Amir al-Sunnah that's written 40 Spiritual Cures in that booklet daily, you know, for example, for your work, for headaches, all these kind of things. They're all in there as well. The Buzurganadeen Rahimahumullah. Yeah, they are the ones who have been doing these amal, these wazaifs that have been passed on from generation to generation. And they're all the names of Allah.
There's also Madani Panch Surah, Madani Treasures.
Ji.
And there's also, I believe, on the app for the Salat, the app, it has some
wazaifs there as well. Ji.
So again, there's an app that you can download completely free of charge, the Okate Salat, which will give you your timetable of your location. And you can set it in there. That is a beautiful app to actually download. Because in that app, not only it tells you the namaz times of where you are located, it also in there can there's some wazaif in there as well. It can also, there's a qibla direction as well in there. And there's also a little log in there that you can fill in with regards to your qaza namaz, your miss salah. And so you make a record of your miss salah, put them in the app, and then as and when you try and read up, you know, make up your miss salah, you can basically tick them off and then inshallah get to that point where you completed all your misal. So that's a beautiful app, again, completely free of charge. The books that we mentioned so far, 40 Spiritual Cures, Madani Panchura, Madani Treasures, all of these books are available completely free of charge from our website, www.dawahislami.net.
Someone sent in a message for Tawizat, for Nazre Bad, for protection. They've given the address, they say that it's a single mother. Inshallah, Azrael, we send the Tawizat out to them address. Inshallah, we.
Inshallah,
Azrael. One of the istikhara has been done. The istikhara is waqti azmaish. So someone sent in a istikhara for their son, you know, for him to decide to get married. He can't make his mind. So again, it's a waqti azmaish. Allah Ta'ala will make it easier. Inshallah, Azrael. Again, for that, Inshallah, Azrael, you can have a mannat as well. Yeah, where a mannat is where you have an oath in the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, like, Ya Allah, if my son gets married or these things happen, I will, you know, give sadaqah, charity, I will fast. So mannat is about any worship.
Yeah, but I think that mannat, again, for viewers of Mother Channel, you need to be aware of that. Make that kind of mannat that you can do.
Ji.
You know, don't make a mannat, oh, that if I get this, I'll do a 1,000 rakat nafal, when you know that you cannot do it. Oh, I will give, you know, 10,000 pounds sadaqah, and you know that you can't do it. Make a mannat that you can actually perform and you can actually do. Don't, because otherwise it can have problems for you later. So make these mannats that he said, but make those mannats within your...
There's a message. My mother and father are listening at the moment, but I have one for myself. I'm not going to mention the name. I have found a suitable spouse, but his father will not allow us to marry. Is there any dua or any guidance we can have as we are both ready to complete half of our deen? Inshallah, I am now 29 and feeling the pressure to get married. I think, again, it's... what would you advice would you give to this Islamic brother or Islamic sister? They are ready, you know, both of them are ready to marry, but the boy's parents are not willing to get, you know, to get the rishta.
Allahu Akbar. On this particular case, again, you know, you have to get the family's blessings. It would be better to get the family's blessings and get them on board. And I think we need to pluck up the courage and sit down with them and talk to them. I know sometimes it's very hard sitting down with our elders, but we need to sit down with them, and because, you know, you cannot afford to lose your parents. And it's very easy through, you know, saying that you are compatible with someone, but again, you cannot afford to lose your parents. So try and get your parents on board, try and get them to speak. If you cannot speak to them, then get a third party, get somebody else to come in and speak to the parents of both cases and try and, you know, come to some sort of mutual understanding. I would never advise for anybody to go and just run away from home and get married. It is always better to get the blessing of our elders and try and get everybody on board. If you can't do it, then get other people from the community, from your family, to try and get the blessings for this marriage, inshallah.
Someone sent in a message and they said that money issues, no success in life, constantly huge loss of money, resulting in hard work life at the age of 56. Allah Ta'ala make a life easier for you as well. There's a very beautiful wazifa that has been written in Sparrow on the Blind Snake of Amir al-Sunnah. It gives us a wazifa. Whoever recites 300 times Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Durood-e-Pak 300 times at sunrise, Allah will grant him sustenance from somewhere that he had never ever imagined from. He recited daily, he will become rich and prosperous within a year. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give barakat in your earnings as well. Sadly, we've only got 1 minute left.
I was just going to say, we've only got 1 minute, so can you please do dua for all the people that have sent messages in today, all the people that are home that are watching this program and not been able to send in messages, please do dua for all of them.
I just want to mention that the istikhara has been done for money issues again for that same person. It's a temporary test from Allah. Read that wazifa. Allah will give barakah.
Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidana wa Mawlana Muhammadan. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم خسر مرادنا مراد الدين والدنيا والآخرة يا الله عز وجل for those who sent in their messages and they are ill, give grant them shifa. Any one of their family members, their friends who is ill, ya Allah, grant them shifa.
Ameen.
Grant shifa to all the Muslims living around the world.
Ameen.
Ya Allah عز وجل, anyone who has any family problems, any financial issues, ya Allah, any types of illness or disease, ya Allah, remove their calamities and remove their problems. For the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, grant us all happiness in this world and in the hereafter. Ya Allah, grant happiness and ya Allah, shifa to all the Muslims. Allahumma ayyidil Islam wal Muslimin. Ya Allah, protect all the Muslims around the world. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bi rahmatika ya Rahman Rahim.
Viewers of Madhi Channel, you've been watching Spiritual Cures, and inshallah, Azrael, next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, keep watching Madhi Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.